Come along and listen to Don George's Welcome Talk at the beginning of the 24th Annual Book Passage Travel Writers and Photographers Conference. The event offers writing and photography workshops, panels, and faculty presentations, and is regarded among publishers, editors, and writers as one of America's premier travel genre affairs. The conference is a magical event, and Don does his best to explain just what makes it so special and why year after year attendees make a point of telling him what an amazing experience they've had. For some, it's life transformative. Don also talks briefly about his new book, The Way of Wanderlust. It's an inspiring collection of his travel stories and essays from 40 years of wandering and writing. The pieces span 24 countries on 6 continents, beginning with his 1977 tale of climbing Mount Kilimanjaro and ending with the 2015 story about exploring the jungles of Cambodia. The following was recorded for the Lowell Thomas award-winning podcast, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, featured on NPR.org, NPR One, and iTunes, by Lori McCandish King, with permission from the Book Passage Travel Writers and Photographers Conference. Pleased to meet you. Hope you get my name.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Just to echo what Karen said, welcome to the 24th Annual Book Passage Travel Writers and Photographers Conference. It's a thrill to stand before you and welcome you all here this year, our 24th year of doing this. Wonderful to see you all. So yes, Karen gave you a sense of the important things logistically, and I want to talk a little bit about the important things sort of spiritually or what's behind the conference. It began 24 years ago when Elaine Petrocelli, the very wonderful owner of the bookstore, called me up. I was the travel editor at the San Francisco Chronicle at the time. And she called me up and said, I have this really just crazy idea. And you're probably going to laugh at me, but I'm going to tell you what it is. What if we had like a multi-day conference for travel writers at the bookstore? And I thought, what a wonderful idea. Why not try that? Wouldn't that be fun to gather people together and sort of celebrate what it is that we all do with our lives and talk about why we do it and how to do it better? And I don't know how many of you are familiar with a fantastic British travel writer named Jan Morris. Does that name resonate with anybody? Yeah, she's at the top of the pedestal for me as a travel writer. She lives in Wales, but I called her up and said, Jan, we have this crazy idea. We want to do a travel writers conference in Corte Madeira, and would you grace us with your presence as the first guest of honor? And she said, I'd love to. And so we began, to my mind, with the best of the best. Jan Morris was the first guest of honor, and none of us had any idea what was going to happen. It was just one of those things we all felt like this was a good idea. Let's do it. Let's see. And we bumbled through. I think it might have been 3 days to begin with rather than 4. And we kind of figured it out as we went along. But by the end of those days, people were coming up to us saying, that was electrifying. That was like the most profound experience I've ever had. And we thought, oh, okay. Maybe that was a good idea. So we did it again, and we did it again, and we did it again. And here we are 24 years into it. And if you follow me on Facebook, you've seen me call it like the summer camp, the best summer camp ever. I've begun to think of it that way because if you've ever been to a summer camp, you know that what happens is you come in full of fear and trepidation and not knowing what's going to happen, and then if you're lucky and everything turns out right, at the end of 4 days, you feel like you've had the most marvelous, life-changing experience ever. And I have a feeling you're about to embark on the most marvelous, life-changing experience ever. I can't guarantee that. However, I do know that every year on Sunday, in this very same room, 4 days from now, which will seem like 4 weeks from now, people come up to me, 4, 5, 6, 7 people come up to me and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. That was like the most amazing experience I've ever had. My life is changed. My life is different. I'm totally like a new person. And it's happened enough now for me that I feel pretty confident about that, and I feel, you know, sort of more blessed than I can say that, this conference has that effect on people, and I sincerely hope it will have that effect on you. What we're all about is celebrating dreams, celebrating passions, celebrating commitments to doing what you really want to do with your life in the world, in the word, in the image, doing the very, very best that you can. And what we're here to do is to inspire you to do that and enable you to do that. As Karen said, we've convened an incredible all-star faculty lineup. Great editors, great writers, pretty much the best people in the business. And not only are they here because, as Karen said, they're the best in the business, but because they're incredibly kind, generous, welcoming, open, accessible people. That's really the heart of this conference. It's the accessibility, it's the generosity, it's the sense that we're all in this together. Tim Cahill does not sit on a pedestal and deign to speak to you once a day. If you go up to Tim Cahill and say, "So I have a question for you," he'll say, "Yeah, what is it?" That's it. Tim Cahill, human being. We're all human beings here. And I love that about the conference, that whatever stage we're at in our careers, we recognize that we're all on this journey together, and the faculty are here for you, and because they love being here. They just love being here. So take advantage of that. To my mind, you're about to embark on a grand and glorious journey, a four-day journey. And as a very, very dear friend and I were saying just yesterday, travel does not necessarily involve movement. You can go a long, long, long way without going anywhere. And over the next 4 days, you're going to go farther than you ever dreamed without ever leaving the confines of Book Passage. So get ready for that journey. As with any journey, a lot of factors will be involved. There'll be fear. There'll be trepidation, there'll be vulnerability, there'll be risk-taking, there'll be moments of exhilaration, there'll be lots of discovery, there'll be trust, there'll be courage, there'll be disappointment maybe, despair. You know, all of those things that happen when we travel out in the world. That's all a part of the journey you're going to be on in the next 4 days. But as with any journey, what I've found in my life is what you get out of this conference will be directly proportional to what you put into it. And what I get out of any journey is directly proportional to what I put into it. If you throw yourself wholeheartedly and whole-mindedly and whole-souledly into this conference, you'll be rewarded beyond your wildest dreams. And that's what it's all about. That's what travel's all about for me. That's what the journey of life is all about. Whatever you put in, you get back. I think you get back 100-fold. So throw yourself into this conference. You may think you have a dumb question that you're too embarrassed to ask. There's no question that's too dumb to ask. There are no dumb questions. You may feel incredibly nervous about approaching somebody and talking to them. It's up to you to overcome that nervousness. I actually feel nervous. I feel ridiculous. I'm the chairman of the conference. I've been doing this for 24 years, and I'm nervous standing here talking to you. I'm asking myself, what are you nervous about? I guess I'm nervous I'm going to say something really dumb. But I've probably already done that, right? So we're good. That's over. What am I worried about? What's the worst I could do? Say something dumb. Okay, check. Done. All right, good. So you should adopt the same mindset. There's nothing dumb that can be said, and if there is, you've said it, and so you're beyond that point now. So it's all about overcoming that fear, overcoming that trepidation, overcoming the sense of, oh, I'm inadequate, I can't talk to whoever, right? I can't read my story out loud. Yes, you can. All you have to do is do it. And it's really, really, really up to you. And I, at the beginning of the conference, I just wanted to implant that upon you, that it's your challenge and your joyful opportunity to get as much out of this conference as you can. And so much of that is dependent upon you. We'll do our very, very best. This faculty is incredible. We'll do our very, very best to give you the best experience possible. But you've got to do the rest. And the great thing is that when you do that and you're rewarded, that empowers you to do it again and again and again. And now I find that I gladly make a fool of myself all around the world because it's so rewarding. So many good things happen as a result of that. So I think, I guess what I feel about this conference, and it's been refined over the years, but it's really kind of a sacred thing. For me, it's definitely a sacred thing. I even have come to think of Book Passage as a kind of a temple. Someday, you know, I was just in Paris at Shakespeare and Company. There are more people taking photographs of Shakespeare and Company than there are buying books at Shakespeare and Company. They go up, they take their photos, like, okay, I've been to the Louvre, I've been to Notre Dame, and now I've been to Shakespeare and Company. Okay, I've done Paris. I don't want this to happen, but someday there'll be just legions of photographers out there driving to Corte Madeira, the pilgrimage. Oh, I took the Book Passage photo. Okay, now. Nah.
Nah. Lips to God's ears.
But this is a sacred place for me. It's the Shakespeare and Company of the U.S. And because magic happens here, like Karen said, a lot of magic happens here. A lot of magic happens right on the stage, but magic happens everywhere. It happens out in the piazza. It happens inside you. It happens in the interactions between everybody here. And you just have to open yourself up to that magic. You have to be vulnerable to it. You have to take the risk of embracing it. And you'll be so incredibly rewarded if you do. So I hope these words make sense. For me, it's a sacred, you're kind of embarking on a sacred journey, a pilgrimage. It's a pilgrimage that honors your art, it honors your audience, it honors your life. It honors who you are, and it honors everybody else in this room, and it honors the people who will be interacting with you as faculty, and the people who will be interacting with you as colleagues. And then the people you'll bring it back to when you leave here, too. It's all about honor and respect and attention to quality and throwing yourself wholeheartedly and whole-mindfully and whole-souledly into the stuff of life. That's what we do here. So you're about to embark on an amazing, amazing, amazing journey. We're here to guide you. We're here to get lost with you. We're here to get found with you. We're here to help you in any way that we can. And I want you to pluck up your courage. Open your minds and your hearts, pluck up your questions, bring them to the people you need to get the answers from, and throw yourself 120% into this conference, and I guarantee you, you'll come back 240% richer. I'm thrilled to be here in the 24th year. I'm thrilled to be standing before you. We had a most amazing day yesterday in Point Reyes, and I just feel like that set up, for me personally, a hallmark and a sort of a sense that this conference is going to be more extraordinary than any other conference we've had so far. I really feel like we're on an amazing roll here. I must say that I'm incredibly emotional this year because of this little thing. This little thing. So, yeah. This is kind of the completion and culmination of one part of my life right here in my hands. And I hope you'll hold it in your hands before too long. I was doing the math. I think if you buy 10 of these, that's probably free shipping right there. So, just saying, that would work. I'll happily autograph all 10. It's not like one autograph per person. So. No, so I'm very emotional about this year, I think. But I'm emotional about this place every year because it really is special to me. It's sacred. And the people who share it with me believe in that, too, the faculty members who come back every year just to be a part of this. So now you're a part of it. I'm thrilled beyond words to welcome you all to the conference this year. Cannot wait for the roller coaster to start, the four-day summer camp, the most amazing pilgrimage of your lives.
To learn more about Don George, log on to dongeorge.com. The annual Book Passage Travel Writers Conference, log on to bookpassage.com.